弟兄姐妹们平安。
Hey, everyone.
今天我用的题目是种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
Today's title is You Reap What You Sow.
经文是从加拉太书第六章前面十节的经文。
Scripture is from Galatians 6, chapter 6, 1 to 10.
加拉太书第五章最后一段的经文，他就讲到圣灵和情欲彼此相敌。
In chapter 5, it talk about the Holy Spirit and our desire conflict to each other.
使我们不能做我们所愿意做的事。
So that prevent us to do what we really want to do.
然后保罗在第六，然后保罗就在第五章末了的时候给了我们一个命令。
And then by the end of the chapter 5, Paul gave us a command.
这个命令是说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
他讲靠圣灵行事，就是我们基督徒活出新生命唯一的一个途径。
And living by the Spirit is the only way as a Christian to live out our new life.
但是很多时候我们活不出来。
But our actions are not under the control.
因为我们的行事为人不在圣灵的掌管之下。
Because we are not always under the control by the Spirit.
那具体怎么样来靠圣灵行事呢？
So how exactly do we live by the Spirit?
保罗知道我们会不明白。
So Paul know we may not understand.
所以进到第六章，保罗就提出了一些具体的劝勉。
So in chapter 6, Paul provides some specific advice for us.
来帮助我们明白。
Help us to understand.
其中也给了我们一个非常重要的提醒，就是我们种什么就收什么。
And also remind us an important principle, which is you reap what you sow.
那我们先来念一下今天这一段的经文。
Let's read today's scripture first.
不是很长，所以我们就同声来念这十节的经文。
So let's read together.
加拉太书六章第一节开始，请。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当如此。好，借着今天的这段经文，我想要跟大家分享三点。
So with today's scripture, I would like to share three points with you all.
第一点就是重担要互相担当。
The first point, must bear each other's burdens.
第二点是种什么就收什么。
A second point is reap what you sow.
第三点是行善不可灰心。
The third point is don't lose heart in doing good.
所以我们先一起来思想第一点，重担要互相担当。
Let's look at first point. Must bear each other's burdens.
刚才我们念了经文第一节说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人也就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So, we just read, brother and sister, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourself.Or you also may be tempted.
偶然被过犯所胜，也就是当有人不小心陷入罪中。
So, if someone caught in a sin accidentally means when someone fall in sins, that means intentionally, unintentionally.
那我们属灵的人，也就是我们相信耶稣基督的人。
So we who live by the Spirit, and that means we believe in Jesus Christ.
我就应当要用，试着用温柔的心来挽回他们，而不是谴责他们。
So we should restore them with a gentle heart, not condemn them.
挽回就是恢复 原本的功效，恢复原状的意思。
Restore means resume original function and a shape.
那我们用什么方法去恢复一位弟兄呢？
So how do we restore brothers?
就是用从圣灵而来的温柔的心。
That means we need to use with a spirit of gentle heart.
这是改正错误的最好的途径。
This is the best way to correct mistakes.
教会是一个有真理的地方。
A church is a place of truth.
我们应该讲理。
So we should be reasonable.
但是教会也是一个家。
But church also, same time, is a family.
所以也要讲爱，要讲恩典。
So where we should have love and grace.
你和我今天能够坐在这里，完全是神的恩典。
So you and I sitting here all because of entirely by God's grace.
今天我们看到哪一位弟兄做得不好，我们就要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
So if we see a brother, Not doing well, we should restore him with a gentle heart.
我们还记得约翰福音第八章讲到那位行淫的妇人。
In John chapter 8, we talk about a woman with committed adultery.
她确实是在行淫的时候被抓的。
So she was indeed caught in the action of committing adultery.
那在摩西的律法中也讲得很清楚，要把这样的妇人用石头打死。
So, it's clear stated in the law of Moses that such a woman should be stoned to death.
当时那些人也都准备要将她打死了。
At that time, those people, were also ready to beat her to death.
那耶稣问他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的？那谁就可以先拿石头来打他。
And then Jesus asked them, Among you, whoever is without sin, can be the first, to cast stone to her.
他们听到这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了。
So they heard this, and they left one by one, from elderly to the youngest.
耶稣后来对这位妇人说，那我也不定你的罪，你去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And then Jesus said to the woman, I do not condemn you either. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore.
这就是一个挽回的例子。
This is one of the examples of restoration.
给这位妇人再一次的机会重新站起来。
So giving her another chance to stand up again.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，不是要定我们的罪，而是要将我们挽回。
Jesus Christ came to us, not to condemn us, but to redeem us.
希望能再一次的让我们能够重新回到父神的面前。
So that we may again, come before Father God.
彼得曾经三次不认主，这是很严重的事情。
So Peter, denied, Christ three times, which is a very serious matter.
我们看到在圣灵降临之后
but we saw after the Holy Spirit came,
第一次的大型的布道会的讲员是谁？就是彼得。
The first major sermon was preached by Peter.
他三次不认主。
He denied Christ three times.
但是在提比利亚的海边，主耶稣以爱来呼召他。
But by the sea of Tiberias, Lord Jesus called him with love.
他用一颗温柔的心把彼得挽回，然后继续使用他。
And redeemed Peter with a gentle heart and continue to use him.
扫罗以前曾经是逼迫基督徒的人，神也挽回他，重用他做外邦人的使徒。
Saul, who once persecuted Christians, and God redeemed him, and used him as apostle.
再说我自己，我回想自己曾经偏行己路，让神失望。
So as for myself, I reflect my past deviation that disappointed God.
神曾经一次两次给我机会，不离不弃，把我挽回，继续使用我来服侍他。
And God gave me chances again and again, never abandoned me and restored me to continue serving Him.
耶稣基督来到这个世上，就是要将我们挽回。
God came to this world for the purpose of rescue us.
所以我们不可以因为弟兄的软弱就放弃他。
So we shouldn't give up because of a brother's weakness.
反而要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
But restore him with a gentle heart.
经文说，又当自己小心。恐怕也被引诱。
The spiritual said, the scripture said, watch yourself in case you too be tempted.
因为当我们看到弟兄被过犯所胜，我们可能会产生一种优越感。嘿，你跌倒了，但是我没有。
Because when we saw our brothers defeated by sin, we might feel.Ourselves superior, maybe thinking, oh, you have fallen, but I have not.
这种我比你圣洁的态度，就会让我们同样陷入一种冒犯神的光景之中。
So this holier than thou attitude, really can lead us into a scenario of offending God.
这就是骄傲的罪。
That is.Sin of pride.
当我们看到弟兄陷入罪的时候，我们要记住。
When we saw a brother fall into sin, we should remember.
如果不是神的恩典，我也会像他一样。
If not God's grace, we would be the same.
今天临到那位弟兄的试探，明天也可能会临到我自己。
Today, the temptation that came to that brother might come to us tomorrow.
好，我们一起来念啊，第二节的经文，我们同声来念，请你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。也许你会问，什么是重担呢？
Maybe you ask, what are the burdens?
有些重担是可能是因为我们服事的工作和责任所引起的。
Maybe some burden arise from our service work or responsibilities.
可能弟兄服事的工作太重了，他的服事就成了他的重担。
Perhaps a brother's service is too heavy to become his burden.
其他的重担好像你心中的忧虑、失望、悲伤、软弱、疾病。
The other burden could be the worry, disappointment, or a sorrow, weakness, or your health problem.
所以这些重担可能是身体上的，也可能是精神上的。
And those burden could be spiritual, physical, or mental.
那第三种的重担就是罪。
And the other's burden is sin.
罪就是一个重担。
Sin itself is a burden.
可能他的脾气不好，常常发怒。
Maybe he has a quick temper and easy to get angry.
他知道发怒是罪，但还是常常动怒。
He or she may know anger is a sin, but he still get angry.
这对他来说就是一个很大的重担。
To him, then this anger is a big burden.
那我们如何来互相担当重担呢？
So how do we bear each other's burdens?
当然，不同的重担要用不同的方法来互相担当。
Certainly, different burden, we should have a different method of bearing.
也许你说，我怎么能帮助他担当罪的重担呢？
So maybe you wonder how we can help someone bear the burden of sin.
我们可以借着饶恕，温柔地挽回他，亲切地接纳他。
We can do so by forgiving, gently restoring and kindly accepting them.
我们不可以说，只有当我这位弟兄的坏脾气改好之后，我才接纳他。
We cannot say that I will accept this brother once his bad temper is fixed or corrected.
我们要记住，耶稣没有对我们这样要求。
Remember, Jesus never asked, required us to do so.
耶稣接纳了我们，是连同我们所有的软弱和罪一起接纳的。
Jesus accepted us with all our sin and mistake.
耶稣基督在十字架上背负了我们一切的重担。
So Jesus Christ carried all our burdens on the cross.
当我们的弟兄犯罪的时候，羞愧就临到他，但是也临到了我们。
So when our brother sins, shame came upon him as well as upon us.
因为我们同是一个身体上的肢体。
Because we are part of one body.
因着他的罪，可能增添了我们的麻烦和痛苦。
And his sin add to our trouble and pain.
这也是我们应当担负的。
This is also what we should bear.
担当重担必定包括帮助另外一位肢体来对付罪。
So bearing burden must include helping another member deal with sin.
基督徒是生活在基督里的一个群体。
Christians are a community living in Christ.
大家同为一个身体上的肢体。
And all members are in one body.
当一只肢体跌倒，整个身体都受到影响。
When one member falls, the entire body are affected.
耶稣基督承担了我们的重担。
Jesus Christ bear our bodies.
我们也应该要效法他的榜样。
We should follow his example.
不仅要担负弟兄的罪担，还要准备好因他而受苦。
Not only bearing our brother's sin, but also be prepared to suffer because of his sin.
那正是基督为我们所做的。
And that's exactly what Christ did for us.
如果我们能够这样做，就完全了基督的律法。
If we do this, we fulfill the law of Christ.
感谢神，我在教会中看到许多重担互相担当的例子。
So thanks, Lord. I have seen so many examples in the church of bearing one another's burdens.
我在小组中，我看到有一个家庭有困难。
In a small group, I saw a family have some difficulty.
因为妻子要开刀，需要在医院住几天。
Because the wife need to do the surgery and need to live in the hospital for several days.
那家里就没有办法照顾了。
So she cannot take care of the family.
那小组其他的家庭就自动组织起来，一起来帮他忙。
So the other family in the small group voluntarily organized together to help her family.
每天有人去给她送饭菜。
Every day they deliver food to her.
而且排班轮流来帮她照顾她的孩子。
And arrange the time to take care of her kids at home every day.
而且轮流去医院中来陪伴刚开完刀的妻子。
And take turn to go to the hospital to visit the wife who had a surgery.
所以把受苦中的姐妹和家人就这样撑起来。
So that really helped this family who had difficulties.
来度过一段艰难的时刻
，and help them went through this tough time.
我想这是个人的重担，互相担当。
This is one example bearing one another's burdens.
第三节说：“人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。”
Galatians chapter 6 verse 3 is said.For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
我们平常一不小心就会看自己过于所当看的。
So we often overestimate ourselves.
特别是当我们在教会中或者是在社会上，我们有了名声，有了地位了以后。
Especially when we gain some recognition or some status in church or society.
但是我们在教会中参与服事，我们在社会上我们可以成功，其实都是神的恩典。
But our participation in service in church and the successful in the society are all.By the God's grace.
我认识一位开租车公司的弟兄。
I know a brother who have a running a company of renting car rental.
目前他的租车行已经遍及全美。
And now his car rental company is all over the United States.
他也累积了非常可观的财富。
It's accumulated a significant amount of wealth.
他在做见证的时候说：“这全是神的恩典。”
In his testimony, he said, "This is all God's grace."
他说：“因为我很清楚，得获财的力量是耶和华神给我的。”
So he clearly know that all.His ability to produce wealth comes from the Lord.
其实今天如果天灾一来，我们就可以知道我们自己手中的一所拥有的是多么容易就失去了。
In fact, if today if any disaster strike you will realize how easy we lose everything what we have.
如果不是神的保守，我们有谁能够掌握手中的一切呢？
Without God's protection, who can hold on to what we have?
我们在世上所有的其实都是过眼云烟。
Everything we have in the world is a fleeting.
如果我们自己以为有，那就是自欺。
If we think we can hold what we have, we are only deceiving ourselves.
像保罗这样的圣徒，他都把自己看作是罪魁。
Even Saint Paul considered himself the chief of the sinner.
他说他能够以使徒的权柄向教会说话，这完全是神的恩典。
He said he could speak to the church with apostolic authority that is only by grace of God.
保罗他很清楚他在神面前的光景。
Paul was very clear the standing before God.
我们也要清楚自己在神面前的光景。
So we should also be clear about our standing before God.
当我们算不得什么的时候，不要以为自己比别人好，否则我们就会因骄傲而自欺。
So when we were nothing, we shouldn't think we are better than others. Otherwise, we will deceive ourselves through pride.
第四节和第五节的经文说，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
So, verse 4-5 say that, pay carefully attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else.
我们每个人都必须为自己的行为在神面前交代。
So we all have the responsibility to account for our action before God.
所以他说有自己查验的责任。
So we have the duty to examine ourselves.
看看是否合乎依靠圣灵行事的标准。
To see if we meet the standard of living by the Spirit.
保罗说，如果一个人的行为查验是好的，他所夸的就专在自己。
So Paul said, if a person's conduct pass the self-test, his boasting will be about himself.
保罗在这里的意思不是说我们要夸自己，而是为自己做的好的部分可以感到高兴。
So the point about the Paul's point really is not about boosting about ourselves, but being happy and glad the good thing we have done.
并且你不需要去跟别人比较。
And no need to compare with others.
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Because each one.Of us must bear our own burdens.
换句话说，个人要承担那无法推卸的责任。
In other words, we all need to take our own inescapable responsibility.
做得好与不好，将来我们都要在主面前交账，与他人无关。
Regardless how we do, good or bad, we all.Eventually account for our own action before the law.
这里第五节所提到的担子和第二节所提到的重担是不同的。
So here the load mentioned in verse 5 are different from previous verse the burden.
这里讲到的担子是自己应尽的本分和责任。
So here, the load mentioned here is our own duty and responsibility.
个人必担当自己的担子，就是个人必要尽自己应尽的本分与责任。
Each one must bear our own load. That means each one must fulfill our own responsibility and duties.
因为将来审判的时候，每一个基督徒都要向神交账。
Because at the judgment, each Christian must give account to God.
因为是这样，所以我们每个人都应当查验自己的行为。
So therefore, we should examine our activities.
看看是否合乎靠圣灵行事的标准。
To see whether our action is according to the standard of living of the Spirit.
不需要去跟别人比较。
And there's no need to compare with others.
好，今天接下来我们从第六节开始，我们来看第二个重点，就是种什么就收什么。
Let's look at the second point. You reap what you sow.
第六节说，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
The verse 6 said, the one who is taught in the taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him.
在这里，保罗好像很突然的就提出这个供给的事。
So here it seems Paul introduced this the giving all of the sudden.
他是要以这一个例子来说明。真正活在圣灵掌管之下的人，他们自然会想要照顾那些靠以教导神儿女为生的人。
So actually here, Paul really want to use the example to show that those truly living under the Spirit's guidance, they naturally want to take care of those who make their living by teaching God's children, such as a pastor.
传道人、牧师或其他教导神话语的人，可能有物质上的需要，生活上的需要。
A priest, pastor, or the one who teach God's words may have the material need.
受教的人应当把这一切需用的供给他们。
So those who received the teaching should prepare a material of allow the teacher.
使教导的人可以专心传讲和教导神的话语。
So that they can focus on the teaching and preaching.
这一节可能是新约圣经中最清楚的讲到会众需要供应牧者的需要的经文。
This is probably the most clear scripture in the New Testament, talking about the congregation's responsibility to meet the need of their leaders.
好，接下来我们一起来念第七节和第八节的经文，是蛮重要的两节经文。
Let's read verses 7 and 8.
好，我们可以同声来念，请。不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。保罗他用对不起。
Go. Okay. Okay. So, verse 7 to 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will be will he also reap. For he who sowed his flesh, will the flesh reap corruption. For he who sowed to the Spirit, will the Spirit reap everlasting life.
保罗他用这个农业社会里面 人人熟悉的一种现象，也就是种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，来说明一种邻里的光景。
So Paul used this familiar phenomena in agriculture society to illustrate the society which is reap what you sow, to illustrate our spiritual condition.
在属灵的生命里，其实我们有两种的选择。
In our spiritual life, there's two choices.
如果我们不是顺着圣灵撒种，就是顺着情欲撒种。
Either we sow according the spirit or according our flesh.
但是也有两种后果。
But there are also two outcomes.
就是从圣灵就收永生，或是从情欲就收败坏。
You reap eternal life from the spirit, or you reap corruption from the flesh.
但是在描述两种不同的撒种方式之前，保罗在这里说到一个禁令。
But before describing those two ways of sowing, Paul issued a prohibition.
这个禁令就是不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
This prohibition is that do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
保罗的意思是，当我们在决定如何撒种时，你不能轻忽神的旨意。
So, what Paul means is that when we decide how to sow, you must realize we cannot discard God's will.
人的行为明明白白的在神的面前，我们个人都要承担自己所行的后果。
So a person's action is clearly before God, and each will bear the consequence of their own actions.
顺着情欲撒种，就是顺着肉体撒种。
Sowing to lust is sowing to the flesh.
也就是你依照肉体的方向来行事。
Which means living in according to the flesh direction.
你把注意力、你的精力、你的时间、资源都投资在个人肉体的喜好。
So you focus on you put your attention on the time, energy, and resources on personal body desire.
但是属肉体的事都是短暂的，都是会朽坏的。
But those things that belong to flesh are temporary and corruptible.
它的结果就是自己生命的败坏。
The result is a destruction of one's own life.
在圣经当中，我们可以看到一些顺着情欲撒种的例子。
So in Bible, there's examples of sowing to the flesh.
罗德的两个女儿用酒灌醉父亲，然后与父亲同寝，结果乱伦所生的两个儿子摩押和亚门就被神弃绝了。
So in the Bible, Lot's daughter, who intoxicated their father and sleep with their father and had two, which result in two sons, and those two sons were rejected by God.
大卫他随从肉体的私欲，用计谋陷害勇士乌利亚。
So David.Followed his flashy desire and tricked the hero Uriah.
他娶了他的妻子拔示巴为妻
and married his wife Bathsheba.
结果他死了四个儿子，而且刀剑永不离开他的家。
So which end up with that four of his son died and.The sword never left his house.
所罗门王晚年，他随从身边的嫔妃去拜偶像。
So in the later years of Solomon's, he followed his concubine and worship idol.
惹动了神的愤怒和审判。
And provokes God's anger and judgment.
以致他的儿子失去了以色列十个支派。
And that leads to his son lost the 10 tribes of Israel.
亚拿尼亚夫妇同心欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分，结果惹来了神的审判。
In the New Testament, Ananias, who sold his land and but saved some money, hide some money, so he lied to the Holy Spirit.
这些是因为顺着情欲撒种所导致的后果。
And then he got punishment. So those are all the consequences of sowing to the flesh.
再从我们今天的现实生活，我们来看。
So in our modern life, we can see.
每一次当我们纵容自己的情欲，
every time when we follow or indulge our desire,
当我们容许我们心里含有怨恨或藏着不洁的思想，
when we allow our resentment or impure thought,
我们就是在顺着情欲撒种。
That's when we sow to the flesh.
每一次当我们流连在一个会引诱我们跌倒的环境中，
every time we're lingering in an environment that's easy to tempt us to fall,
我们自己知道没有办法不受影响，但也不愿离开，这就是顺着情欲在撒种。
And we know we cannot avoid being affected, but we still not leaving that environment. So that is sowing to the flesh.
还有今天，如果我们是顺着这个社会上的潮流，顺着我们传统文化价值观的做法。
And also today, if we follow the current society's flow, or even our traditional culture value,
这些是我们生活中可能最容易的选择。
Probably those are the most easiest choice.
但是也可能就引领我们顺着情欲撒种。
But also can lead us soul to the flesh.
所以我们应该留意我们每一天生活中所遇见的情欲的诱惑，我们不要顺从它。
So we need to pay attention every day, the temptation and don't fall into it.
否则就必定会收败坏。
Otherwise, we will end up reap corruption.
还有一种选择是顺着圣灵撒种。
The other choice is to sow according to the Spirit.
就是顺着神的旨意来撒种。
Which means acting, follow the words of the Lord.
体贴圣灵的意思。
And please the God's Spirit.
我们行事，我们要叫圣灵喜悦。
And make happy of the Spirit.
那将来我们所收取的就是天上永存的基业。
And in the future, the harvest we have will be the eternal inheritance of heaven.
而且我们可以得到永远的不能坏的生命。
And we receive eternal life which never corrupt.
约翰一书第二章的经文说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So in John chapter 2:17, say he who does God's will continue forever.
从我们今天的现实生活来说，
in our real life situation today.
每一次当我们顺从圣灵的心意，
Every time we follow Spirit's desire,
我们不断借着灵修，借着在聚会上我们思想上面的事，
through spiritual discipline or gathering, we learn God's word, think about God's word.
我们与倾心祷告的人，我们一起追求神。
We pursue God with who pray with a pure heart.
那我们就是在顺着圣灵撒种。
And that's when we sow to the Spirit.
每一次当我们顺从圣灵的心意去服侍神、服侍人，我们就在顺着圣灵撒种。
Every time when we, in the spirit of guidance, we serve others and we sow, we are sowing to the Spirit.
我们就能够不断地结出圣灵的果子，我们就必定能够从圣灵收永生。
And then we will continue producing the fruit of the Spirit and surely will reap the eternal life from the Spirit.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
What we sow, that what we will reap.
种和收之间是有一个责任的关系。
And there is a responsibility between sow and reaping, sowing and reaping.
虽然顺着圣灵收永生，这实际上是神的恩典。
Although reaping eternal life is actually by the God of grace.
但是我们也有责任，我们要去做。
We do have responsibility to act.
要去选择顺着圣灵，不顺从肉体。
We need to choose to sow according to the Spirit, not to the flesh.
在种与收的原则之下，并不是说永生是神给的，所以我们什么都不必做。
With the under the principle of a sow and sowing and reaping, it's not that eternal life is given by God, so we don't need to do anything.
神的主权和我们的责任之间是有一个平衡的。
And there is a balance of God's sovereignty and our responsibility.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
What we sow, that will we also reap.
我们不要自欺，以为可以侥幸。
We must not deceive ourselves that we may be lucky.
自己没有栽种好种子，想说自己可能侥幸，也可以收好果子。
Or maybe we're lucky, we plant a bad seed, not good seed, but may get a good fruit.
那是不可能的。
That's impossible.
我们必须认真思考，我们是在顺着情欲撒种，还是在顺着圣灵撒种。
So we must seriously consider what we are sowing. Is it sowing to the flesh or to the spirit?
两种不同的撒种方式会决定我们最后的收获是什么。
And the different way of sowing will determine our final harvest.
当我们明白了种与收之间的必然的关系之后，我们就应当按着这个关系去撒那该撒的种子。
So once we know this inevitable relationship between sowing and harvesting, sowing and reaping,We should act accordingly.
我们第三点是行善不可灰心。
And the third point we look at here is that do not grow weary of doing good.
第九节、第十节的经文说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Galatians 9:10, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.So then, we have opportunity. Let us do good to everyone, and especially those who are in, yes, who are of the household of the faith.
保罗认为，靠圣灵行事的人，自然而然会更多的以善行来对待身边的人。
So Paul believed those who live by the Spirit naturally will tend to treat those around them more with more good deeds.
基督徒在圣灵里有重生得救的新生命。
So, Christian has a new life in spirit.
我们都有新的心，有新的灵。
We have a new heart and a new spirit.
所以基督徒的善行应该是以基督耶稣的心为心去对待别人。
So, Christian deeds should come from the heart of from Jesus and treating others and helping them as much as possible.
并且尽自己所能的去帮助别人。
Whenever we can, yes, to help others.
无论是在时间上，在物质上，我们总有行善的机会。
From either from in time or material, we all have opportunity to do good things.
我们在神的心意中行善，我们不要渐渐疲乏灰心。我们总要恒心去做。
So we act in God's intention. We don't not grow tired or lose the faith and keep at this with perseverance.
最终我们一定会收获丰盛的生命。
Eventually we'll reap in a rich life.
所以只要有机会。
So as long as we have a chance,
我们就要努力向所有的人行善。
We should try hard to do good deed for everyone.
向主内的家庭，向主内家庭中的人，我们更应该如此。
Especially the church families.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Whatever we sow, we will receive. We will reap.
我们人天天都在撒种。
Every day we sow seed.
有的人今天种，明天收。
Some people sow today, reap tomorrow.
有的人是今年种，明年才收。
Some sow this year and reap next year.
有些人却需要等五年、十年，甚至二十年。
And some people may wait till for four, 5 years or 10 years to reap.
想要有好的收成，就必须要撒好的种。
In order to get a good harvest, you must have a good seed to plant.
也许你说，
Maybe
我已经种了情欲的种子，那我怎么办？
Maybe you say, I alreadySow the seed to the flesh. How, what should I do?
我们不可能除去那已经做出来的行为。
We can't get rid of things we have done already.
我们也不可能收回我们已经说出去的话。
We also cannot withdraw the words we spoke.
但是神在耶稣基督里所显明的恩典却是完全的。
But, God said in God's grace, everything is clear.
只要我们承认自己所犯的过错，我们愿意确实悔改，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，就像经文上所说的。
As long as we committed our sin, Jesus Christ will clean our heart, wash all our sins. Just like what's the verse said.
如何撒种是一种抉择。
So how to sow is a decision, is a choice.
顺着圣灵撒种，应该是我们每一个重生得救以后所选择的生活方式。
So sow in the Spirit of God should be the choice of everyone who became a Christian as a daily life. That's the right choice for every Christian.
我们需要常常省察我们自己。
We should think about this every day.
我是顺着圣灵撒种吗？
Am I sow the seed following by following the Spirit?
如果答案是否定的，我们就要尽早悔改。
If it's not, we should repent of sin as soon as possible.
如果是肯定的
，If it's yes,
我们就继续来靠圣灵行事。
We should continue to act following God's word.
我们在每一天的生活中的言语、行为、待人接物，我们都要小心谨慎。
So in every daily life, our words, our action, we should be cautious.
我们要顺着圣灵而行。
By follow the Spirit.
我们愿顺着圣灵撒种，我们就能随从圣灵结出圣灵的果子。
As long as we follow the Spirit to sow, we will harvest, reap the fruit of Spirit.
我们的生命就会越来越丰盛
，Our life will become more and more abundant，
而且会有永恒的价值
，and we will receive a forever value。
我们一起祷告
，Let's pray。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们来感谢你
，Dear God， thank you very much。
我们感谢你拣选我们做你的儿女。
Thank you, Lord, to choose us as your son and daughter.
使我们可以享受在你里面的自由。
So that we can enjoy the freedom inside you.
以致我们可以有永生的盼望。
So that we have the eternal life.
谢谢主，你借着加拉太书中一些很具体的事来勉励我们。
Thank you through the scripture of Galatians to remind us.
让我们知道怎么样才是活在圣灵里的生活。
To show us how to live in the Spirit.
今天我们来到主面前，我们承认。
Today we come to Lord in front of you, in front of Lord.
多少时候我们都是顺着情欲来做事。
We know many times we do things by following our flesh.
我们常常顺着我们的老我来行事。
We often follow our old us to do things.
求主你赦免我们。
God, please forgive us.
也帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们能够顺着圣灵来行事
，so that we have the strength to follow the Spirit，
也帮助我们顺着圣灵来撒种
，and to sow the seed to the Spirit，
好让我们有一天能够收割仁义的果子
，so that one day we will harvest the fruit of Spirit。
谢谢恩主这样的祷告祈求仰望奉主耶稣基督的圣名
Thank you Lord in Jesus name
Amen
Amen
Thank you.
Peace and everybody, we thank Howard for your beautiful message. Yeah, it's true, we must love each other and help each other and bear each other's burden because we reap what we sow. Right? Let's pray. Oh, dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You areLovely God, you are merciful God. We thank you for all the wonderful blessing and goodness you give us. We thank you for the money, talent, and the time you give us every day. And dear Lord, please help us to remain committed to you. God, please help us to use this money, this talent, this time you give us and for your purpose, for your glorify, and help us to resist the temptation to use our money, time, and the talent for our own purpose and pleasure. Thank you. Help us to developed us and that good habit to giving to you regularly and anytime and every day. And this pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thanks everybody and welcome our and welcome our new friend. So if it is your first time to come to our South Campus, would you mind to stand up and introduce yourself to us briefly? And looks like Odd is older friend. Okay, thanks for our older friend and may grace and may blessing always be with our old friend, because your supporting is very important to us. So we wish we can see you again next Sunday. Okay. And today we will have a special reporting and